Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, can your loved ones send you pennies? Apparently, I'm not the only one who thinks so.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, want to share it with us because we would like to hear it, call in at 855-853-4802. You can also write them in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, you get no commercials, advance episodes, access to the massive archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here today.
I am so, pennies.
Pennies,
oh my
pennies,
God.
Pennies.
Oh my goodness.
I have talked about pennies for years on this program, and I believe that pennies just show up when you need them, and I do believe it's a sign from somebody else. Like the other day, I'm always finding them, and in fact, I took a picture, and I was going to send it to you, but I didn't.
Because well, you usually do send pictures of
the picture didn't turn out that amazing, but I still have it on my phone. But it's a gray, cloudy day out. I go to take my dog Benji for a walk in the morning, and I shut my door and I turn around and I've got two steps down to the yard, and there's a bright penny right there, right by that bottom step. And I'm like, where the hell did that come from? And I don't know. Maybe I had one in a pocket that fell out. I don't know. But it's so weird to have found it right there at that moment. And so I have always found them when I just need a little sign. And lately, and I do think there was, I've always attributed them to our dad. And lately I've just been having a hard time with my mom and all this stuff that she's going through and moving her, and just it's all this stuff when you have an aging parent, because my mom and I live in the same town. So a lot of that falls on me, with all respect to Kathy. It's just the way
it's absolutely.
And so there's just been some days lately where I'm like, I can't keep up with all this. And lately, I have been finding more pennies. Like the other day, I was walking Benji, and I stopped because he was sniffing something, and we go to walk off, and I looked down, and there was a dime right by my foot. And I was like, oh, that's like finding 10 pennies.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a big sign. And so to me, I've just always believed in that. It's just this little, hey, just want you to know I'm here and I care.
You know, the other morning, I thought this one was weird because, you know, I find them here and there. And, you know, sometimes it's like on the floor and, okay, it could have fallen out of my pocket. I don't think too much about it, but it still always gives me a little smile, you know. But the other morning I came out, I flipped on the lights in the kitchen, and there's a penny on the middle of the kitchen counter.
Oh, see, that's weird.
See, like, that's weird. Yeah. It couldn't have fallen out of my pockets. I'm looking at it going, and who sets this in the, you know, and you know me, my kitchen counters are all clean. There's nothing around for miles, you know, and I'm looking at it going, okay, that's weird.
Cause it was like that one by my step, because I was like, I don't know how that could have fallen and ended up where it was, but maybe, but I also just think of it as a sign.
Yeah.
That like, hey.
Well, this one felt like a sign. Others, I just get a smile at and say, hey, dad, you know, or whatever, and go on, you know, and think it could have gotten there a million ways. This one, there's no way.
Yeah.
Back to our conversation in just a second. You ever go into like the wine store or the liquor store and you have no idea what to get when it comes to wine? It's like, well, that bottle is pretty, but is it good? Yeah, I get that a lot. That's why I love Naked Wines. You guys know I enjoy that, and sometimes we even have wine during the show. Do you know that you buy wine today, and most of your money, it goes right to things like fancy packaging, big budget marketing campaigns, and tax? Yeah, it goes to a lot of things other than the wine. It's kind of crazy. It is what it is, though. Plus, even after all that, you don't even know if you like the wine until you've already bought it. That's where Naked Wines is different. Yeah, Naked Wines is a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get a box of the market's best quality wines however often you'd like for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. They cut a lot of that stuff out. Yeah, so you can save a bunch of money and get really good wines. How do they do it? Naked Wines connects winemakers and wine drinkers directly, allowing Vineyard to your door delivery at up to 60% off what you'd pay in the store. By cutting out the traditional retail middleman costs and markups, winemakers can then pass those savings on to you without skimping on the quality. As a result, you get exclusive access to hundreds of top quality award-winning wines at a huge savings, making Naked Wines the perfect wine for any wine drinker. Absolutely love Naked Wines. I can't stop talking about it. Even sent some to my parents as well, and they are loving it too. Naked Wines has been around for 10 years, funds over 90 independent winemakers. I love that. With no commitments or membership fees, you can enjoy Naked Wines hassle-free. So head to nakedwines.com/ghost and click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website and put in ghost for both the code and password. And get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's $100 off and less than $7 a bottle. That's nakedwines.com/ghost and use the code and password ghost and grab 6 bottles for just $39.99. One last time, that's nakedwines.com/ghost, code and password ghost for $100 off your first 6 bottles.
So this is a great story. So it says, "Hi guys, love the shows. Must be the grape talks in this one. I've been listening now for over 4 years. Anyway, Carol always talks about pennies being a sign from a loved one. I'd heard that before, but never really thought about it until just a few years ago. In 2020, I had 2 aunts I was very close with pass away about a month apart. Not COVID related, just awful timing. And in 2021, a really close family friend, someone who is a father figure to me, passed away. It was also in 2021 when I started working for a theme park. I began finding pennies everywhere. Granted, I work for a theme park and pennies aren't exactly high valued anymore. So at first, I chalked it up to that. But as I continued to find them seemingly constantly, and as I listened to this show more, I started to wonder if there was any reason for it. So I started to test it. I'd say something like, if someone is leaving me pennies, I'd like to find one today. And I would. I did that for a while. Then if I hadn't seen one in a few weeks, I'd say, I haven't seen a penny in a while. I'm beginning to question if it means anything. And I'd find one. So I really started to believe they were meant for me. Fast forward to the 2nd anniversary of my aunt's death. On my way to work that morning, I was praying and saying that I missed her so much, and kind of in jest, I said, if she gets this message, send me a penny. Then I dismissed the thought as soon as I said it. Hours later, I was working in my own little world, and I found a penny. At that moment, I just knew it was meant for me. I wanted to write into the show immediately, but I didn't. After time passed, I seemed to fall back into the thinking that these are all coincidences, but then something else will pop up with an undeniable connection. Just recently, my sister forwarded me an email my aunt had sent her many years ago. It was a foreword of a little poem, and the poem is this. I found a penny today, laying on the ground, but it's not just a penny. This little coin I found. Found pennies come from heaven. That's what my grandpa told me. He said angels toss them down. Oh, how I loved that story. It gave me goosebumps. It just felt like confirmation. Then the other day, on a whim, I decided to go to a restaurant that I'd visited often with the father figure I had mentioned. As we were checking out the bakery, I noticed a random penny stuck in amongst the bread on the shelf beneath the register. I thought, I wonder if this is for Michael. And then I realized that the following day was his birthday. Going to the restaurant the day before his birthday could have been a subconscious decision, but finding the penny was not. Of course, all of these things could be explained away as coincidences, but there have been a lot of coincidences. And I'm convinced these pennies have been sent to me. And thank you guys for reading this. And thank you, Carol. Because every time you mention the significance of finding pennies, I feel even further validated. And thanks to each of you for being who you are. Kyle, and then in parentheses, it says girl. So it could, maybe that's Kylie, but it looks like Kyle, or maybe it's Kyle.
Yeah, well, no, it's Kyle. I know girls named Kyle.
Okay. Thank you for saying that, Kyle, because sometimes I do feel like I'm kind of crazy with that penny thing. But I think a lot of us have something. It might be birds. It might be feathers. It might be butterflies. Hummingbirds are another one for me. But hummingbirds, that's my dog. And the pennies are my dad. Because there's just, and I'm with her on the coincidence thing. Like, I've thought the same thing. Like, this could be a coincidence. But, like, there was one time, and I've mentioned this before, I was, remember when I had that Saturn, that car that I eventually gave to our nephew? I was broke, my car broke down, and my choices were to get a new car or cough up $1,400, something like that, which I didn't have. So I'm going to have to put $1,400 on to a credit card. So I'm like, I was sitting on the edge of my bed that morning, and I was like, God, I wish Dad was here, because that's a question for him. He would have given me great advice. He would have known exactly what to do. I'm not sure what to do. Do I get the car fixed? Do I get a new one? And I was like, get your car fixed. So I took it in and got it fixed. And when I went to go get it, I opened the door, and the first thing I was like, oh, they vacuumed. And then I saw the penny right in the middle of the driver's side floorboard. Now, they had vacuumed my car. There shouldn't have been a penny right there. But it was just this absolute...
Or they'd have picked it up and put it, like, on, you know, in the console or something.
But I started bawling because I knew. I was like, that was his way of saying you made the right decision. I would have told you to get your car fixed.
He would have.
Good job. He would have. Mm-hmm. And so, and I've had so many. Like, the ones, the one that she was talking about, the penny with the... There's obviously bread in a case, and somehow a penny's in the case with the bread.
Yeah.
I just said, I take that loaf, and can I have the penny too? I would have asked for it.
Yeah.
I would have. I just think that it's beautiful. And, you know, I think sometimes it's that little sign that you just need.
And, you know, and I think even if it's not, but it feels like it, I think that's still just as valid.
I agree, because nobody's ever going to take that away from me and Kyle and you.
That's right.
That penny was meant for me, and I know it was meant for me.
I agree. So, you know, so some little thing brings you joy, good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? We all need that.
Another story. I really like this one. It says, I love your show and I have a few stories I'd love to share with you. I'll start with just one for now. Since listening to your podcast, I have had more discussions with others about the paranormal, one of my favorite topics. Not too long ago, I went with my mom to visit my grandmother in a nursing home. My mom is very open-minded, and we sometimes go on for hours about the paranormal. I knew Grammy was very religious and somewhat close-minded about it, but I decided on a whim to ask her if she'd had any experiences. She's still very clear-minded and not one to tell tales. I will try to relate this story as accurately as possible from her perspective. So this is the story that she shared. It starts, "Did you ever hear the story about my father's long journey in the snow?" she asked me. I remembered a bit about it, but not much, as it was probably told to me by great-grandpa himself. "Please refresh my memory, Grammy," I responded. "Well," she began, "it was in the year 1912, and my father was about 10 at the time, living in a small cabin in the backwoods of Maine with his parents and 5 siblings. He told me how he remembered helping his mother take in the clothes from the line with the wind whipping through them and flurries swirling in the cool fall air. His mother seemed unwell to him, so he told her to go into the house and get warm and he'd finish. Following behind her not too long after, he found her passed out on the floor with the little ones around her trying to wake her. She awoke and immediately went to bed to nap, which was unlike her. My father's dad was away for work, and the kids, all under the age of 10, were miles away from civilization. That night and into the next night, everyone except for my father became ill. They were all coughing and feverish. So if that's 1912-ish, I'm going to guess that could be that flu that went
could
around.
Mm-hmm.
That was bad.
Sure could be, yeah.
Let's see. They were all coughing and feverish. My grandmother took my young father aside and told him that he had to go on an important journey. He had to walk to town, which was more than 15 miles away, and get a doctor. My father felt scared, but he felt like he had to be the man. He told his family goodbye, dressed warmly as possible, and headed out on the somewhat straight road to town. Only a few hours into his trek, it began to snow. The snow turned into blizzard conditions, and he could barely see a foot in front of him. He kept on slowly feeling the tips of his toes and fingers numbing. He wanted to cry, believing he wouldn't make it, but was too cold to cry. Running on empty, he sat down on a log to try to find the strength to keep going. He really had no idea how long he'd been walking or how long he had left. When, through the blur of snowflakes, he saw something coming his way. He wasn't sure if he should feel relieved or scared by the approaching stranger. And once the stranger got closer, he felt a warm, peaceful feeling come over him. The stranger said, "Hi, young man. Have you seen a yellow dog by any chance?" "No," my father answered, a bit perplexed. "Where did this man come from?" He said, "Well, maybe you could help me find my dog." The man then introduced himself as Adam. Adam was, as my young father described, very handsome and in his 20s, maybe, but he noticed his clothes were odd. At that time, he didn't recognize the clothes Adam wore until years later in life. He then realized the clothes were of a pilot, with a hat with fur and flaps and a bomber jacket. At that time, he thought how cold he must be because he wasn't very warmly dressed, but Adam seemed fine. My father said Adam beamed with joy and walked with him until reaching the small town. They talked and laughed, and as soon as they saw the town, the dog appeared from seemingly nowhere. Adam was laughing with excitement, and my father realized what should have taken him hours seemed more like minutes. He told Adam how wonderful it was that he found his dog, and Adam replied that he was likewise happy that my father would be safe. Then, in an instant, my father says, he disappeared. The snow was letting up, and he could see much further than before, but he was nowhere to be seen. Making his way to town and finally a doctor, he was given a bed and slept what seemed like forever. Unfortunately, my father's mother and siblings all died from influenza because no one could get to them due to the blizzard for days. My grandmother ended the story there. That's so sad. So it goes on, though. This is interesting. This is the interesting part.
Okay.
My great-grandfather survived, therefore I exist. He went on to have a happy life into his 90s. He married and had a boy and two girls. So they named their son, I'll let you guess.
Adam.
Yes. But this is what's interesting. It says, my uncle Adam became a pilot against his parents' will. He was extremely handsome and often wore the bomber attire in old photos I've seen. Uncle Adam died in 1941 at just 21 in a solo plane crash. I've always been drawn to his photos, and I feel like there was something very special about him. Was he an angel? Could the stranger Adam and Uncle Adam have been the same person? I may never know. I hope one day I'll meet him and he'll teach me how to fly. Oh, that's from Donna. That's so beautiful.
Oh my goodness.
Made me emotional. So it's interesting. Something came to her grandfather and got him, or great-grandfather. But something got to him. You know, he came back and told the story of this Adam helping him and getting him to town. And then I could see why he would name his son Adam. I could see that. But it's interesting that then But you're just naming your son Adam. You would have no way of knowing that Adam's going to be a fighter pilot and wear the same attire that that Adam would and die in his early 20s.
I mean, it sounds like an episode of The Twilight Zone.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It really does. But, you know, another part of this story that I find as, you know, one of those serendipitous things is that possibly because he was sent to town, it saved his life.
Yeah.
Even though he thought for a while he might die because of the blizzard, you know, he left the house before he actually contracted the flu.
Yeah.
You know, and it saved his life.
So could it have been like his son coming to him?
Gosh, that's so strange because
or something that looked like his son coming to him.
Yeah, because, you know, like when we would just think of a traditional ghost story, this person would have had to have already died, you know, to be a spirit. But it doesn't feel like that. It feels like it was more of a premonition sort of person.
Yeah.
Or somebody who like time traveled back.
And couldn't spirit, though, take on any persona, really?
Sure, I would think so. But, like, could Adam have, as a, you know, died late? I don't know. You know, the whole time continuum story of, you know, if somebody dies here, is it possible to go back in history and change history and do this? I don't know. But he still had to die because it still had to happen that way.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. It's interesting. You know, time travel's a goofy one. But it's so real in this situation. You know, I really believe somebody came to him. I don't know how Adam, the son, came back, went backwards in time. But it almost sounds like it.
Yeah, because it's like it's all planned out, you know, whether you want to or not. You're having a boy and two girls, and he named the son Adam, probably after this experience.
And this guy has to live.
Yeah.
So we, you know, send him to town to get the doctor, and now he's trapped. And so somebody's got to go save him so that the rest of the story
can go the way it's supposed to.
Yeah.
He's kind of like really Clarence. Is.
Yeah.
Coming and helping him. I don't know. I think that's a really sweet story. I like
it. Is.
Even though his entire family died. I hate that part.
Yeah.
So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber, get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.